This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Peace, blessings, and mercy be upon you all. Welcome back to my page. In this latest series of videos, we're working towards piecing together an understanding of God, whose glory and majesty actually exceed human understanding. Thankfully, God has given us both intuitive and highly academic, rational proofs for His existence within His creations. From the universe itself, to the souls that make up each and every living creature. Today, we're going to be focusing specifically on the creation of the universe, and the empirical proofs God provides for us within His Word of His own existence and His creation of our entire known universe. If you haven't already checked out part 1 of this video series and want to know a little bit more about the intuitive aspects of understanding and making sense of God, you can click on the link in the description below. But for now, let's satisfy our inner science nerds and look for the cold, hard facts. Nobody knows us better than our Creator. And so, God knows that we will all at some point in our lives face crises of faith, which is why He addresses us directly in the Quran, posing us a series of questions which appeal to rational thought. Answering these questions logically, rationally, serves directly to prove the existence of God, and, in this specific case, His creation of the universe. The questions God poses are designed to allow us to ponder the origins of our existence, not as philosophers, but as cynics, appealing directly to the kind of critical, clinical reasoning that deniers of faith are likely to employ in attempting to discredit the existence of God. God, in His infinite wisdom, provides us with the exact tools we need to prove His existence, not only to those who have already discovered His majesty intuitively, but even to those who require so-called empirical evidence to justify faith. When it comes to His creation of the universe, God engages us intellectually by presenting a number of superficial, reasonable explanations for how the universe came to be. He preempts the arguments of dissenters and undermines them in one fell swoop, before presenting what we must conclude to be the only possible rational answer. In the Quran, in chapter 52, verse 35 to 36, God asks man how he believes the universe came to be. He asks, "Were they created by nothing? Or are they their own creators? Or did they create the heavens and the earth? In fact, they have no firm belief in God." In this verse, God is then essentially presenting us with four possible explanations for the creation and existence of both the universe and ourselves. Option 1. We were created by nothing at all, and the universe was created by nothing. Option 2. We created ourselves and the universe created itself. Option 3. We were created by something that created itself, and our universe was created by another created thing. Option 4. We and our universe were created by something greater than we are capable of comprehending, something absolute and eternal, which was not in itself created by anything or anyone else. When you think about it, the creation of the universe and the creation of man are similar on a cosmic scale. We both had a beginning, and we will both have an end. Philosophers, mathematicians, scientists, they all agree that the universe had a beginning before which it did not exist. So let's focus on this example of the creation of the universe, without which we would have no planet to call home anyway. Since the universe had a beginning, the possible explanations for its creation, like ours, are that the universe was created by nothing, that the universe was self-created, that the universe was created by something created, and that the universe was created by something uncreated. Let's explore option 1. That the universe was created by the absence of all things, including matter, energy, material or non-material objects, and any and all causal chains. To look at the universe and ourselves as something that came to be from no potential, no matter, nothing at all, is quite a tricky idea to wrap our heads around. Basic logic would dictate that from nothing comes nothing, from something comes something. With nothing to start a causal chain, i.e. with no action, there can be no reaction. We always assume a causal chain, and the absence of one would leave us scratching our heads. If, for example, a herd of cows showed up in your apartment in a blink of an eye, you'd have several questions, right? You wouldn't be able to explain how they got there, and their presence would be completely illogical. So the idea that nothing created the universe and created us is equally illogical. In option 2, it is proposed that the universe and mankind are self-created. But this is a logical fallacy in and of itself. because we know that the universe did not always exist. It had a beginning. How could the universe have created itself if it did not exist before itself? Think about it this way. How could I create myself if I hadn't even been born yet? Could a woman give birth to herself? It seems ridiculous when we think about it that way, right? Similarly, option 3 leads us down a rabbit hole, because if the universe was created by something else that was created, which was created by something else that was created, which was created by something else that was created, where does it all end? It would be turtles all the way down. Not making sense. Try thinking about it this way. Imagine you have to walk into an office building. That is your only goal. But the security guard says you can't come in without the permission of his manager. And his manager says that you can't come in without the permission of the building owner. And the building owner says that you can't come in without the permission of the current tenant. And the current tenant says that you can't come in without the permission of his supervisor. And his supervisor says that you can't come in without the permission of his manager. And his manager says that you can't come in without the permission of his CEO. And on, and on, and on. How can you ever actually enter the building without the existence of one person who has the authority and power to grant you access without first deferring to someone else's authority? In that same way, for the universe to have been created, there must have been a creator who did not first have to be created or defer to someone or something else. By process of elimination then, we're left with option 4, that the universe was created by something that was not in and of itself created or reliant on anything else for its creation. That leaves us with God as the creator of ourselves and the universe being the only viable, rational option. The universe had to be created by something. It couldn't have created itself, and it couldn't have been created by another created thing ad infinitum, or it would have no beginning, which we know it does. So, that leaves us with the only logical conclusion being that the universe was created by something independent and uncreated. And who could that be but God? One of God's defining characteristics is that He is absolute and eternal. He was not created. He is the first, with no beginning, and the last without end. He may have created the world from nothing, or from the immaterial, but it is His will and power then that started the causal chain which brought the universe and us into existence. He is the first and the last, the most high and most near, and He has perfect knowledge of all things. God, then, provides us ample, highly academic resources by way of which we can rationalize our faith based on empirical evidence. The proof He provides us of His own existence is irrefutable. In part 3 of this video series, we'll be further exploring the scientific proofs God offers up for His own existence. And hopefully you'll be able to see just how much of a divine miracle it truly is that our universe exists and is capable of sustaining our lives. From the water cycle to the tides, everything on Earth has been perfectly orchestrated by God to allow us to thrive on this planet. And, as you may have already come to realize, that couldn't have happened by accident. If you have any questions about any of the content I've shared with you today, I look forward to connecting with you in the comment sections. Alternatively, you're always welcome to send me a DM via my page. If you want to ensure you don't miss out on the launch of part 3 of this video series, do be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Until next time, Jazakallah khair.